You know, the neighborhood's rather quiet this week. It's Tuesday, May 18th, 2013. It's roughly 8:30 in the morning, and I'm looking out my living room window. It's very, very quiet. You see, the last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of activity here with construction. They're changing out the gas lines and putting in... Well, basically redoing the base of the street. They're going to be repaving one of the streets adjacent to our street. And there's been a flurry of activity. However, as of yesterday morning, all the construction workers in the province of Quebec have gone on strike. And therefore, there's absolutely no construction activity at all. And it is so still this morning. There is not an ounce of wind, not the nary of a breeze. It is almost frightening. It's so still. As I look outside this window, it almost looks like a painting. That's how little movement there is. Oh, I finally saw some movement. I saw a squirrel in the neighbor's yard. In fact, on the neighbor's fence. A long time ago, we were talking about synchronicity and when things just happen to coincide, you know, coincidence. Yesterday evening, I was on the internet and I'm not exactly sure what I was looking at, but I ended up on a site that talked about Apple rumors and things that are coming up in the Apple world. And I came across an article that talked about iOS 7, and they gave a link to the little demo and presentation video from Apple on the iOS 7 and some of its features and how it's going to look and so on and so forth. Then, sometime later that night, I think, I came across a posting by Dean Reed on Google+ that he had installed the beta version of iOS 7 and was looking at that on his iPhone 4S, which was intriguing. And then I read on some of the comments, and I was not taken aback. That would be too strong. But I was rather surprised to read how some people seem a little bit disappointed with Apple of late, you know, stating that, you know, they've kind of lost touch with their premise and their direction of innovation. And it got me thinking about the iOS and, I suppose, user interfaces in general. But I'm just wondering, what would Apple have to do at this point to reach out and grab people's attention again? If you really think about it, other than perhaps Siri and a few other things that they've done, there's not a lot of new anything in the world of portable devices. I mean, yes, there's extra features that one can add. You know, you can share out photos. You can, in the case of the Galaxy series of Android phones, you can touch the backs of the phones to transfer files and that kind of thing. But that's really, all that really is just a fancy extension of Bluetooth transfer. So, like, I'm really wondering, is that even worth jumping ship? I know I'm not going to, and there's a few people that have mentioned perhaps going to the Android platform, and I can tell you, having owned 4 Android phones of different configurations and different powers, I guess you could call it, I'm really not impressed with the Android platform. There are probably as many Android OSs out there, versions, as there are phones. So you're never sure which version of the OS you're going to get. And from one of the latest experiences I've had, where I had a phone that wanted, it needed to install Google Play services, which is something that Google apps need in the Android phone to be able to do things like notifications and automatic syncing of photographs up to Google Plus and that kind of stuff. Well, you know, it came up in my notifications, so I pulled down the notifications and I clicked, okay, go ahead, install, and it kept failing. So I started looking it up, and I ended up on the Google Play Store, found Google Play Services, and it said, there was a button, it said installed. I said, okay, well, if it's installed already, and on the bottom of that, it said, this app is compatible with all your devices. All right. Well, that's not true, because I've got two devices on which Google Play Services will not install. I've tried over and over and over again, and in one case, one of the devices, I had to wipe clean and reinstall, you know, basically default it to try to get Google Play Services to work, and it still did not work. Now, on my HTC Panache phone that I use, that one, I had to remove Google Play Services, which supposedly was installed but never worked. Then I went to the Google Play Store on the web, clicked it, and forced it to install on my phone, and it seems to have installed. But I'm scratching my head going, why does this have to be so complicated? My iPhone, I've never had a problem with it. Now, my iPhone, I don't use it as a phone. I use it as an iPod. Many of you know that. But with my iPod Touch, or yes, unfortunately, as they increase iOS updates and version numbers, and there's more features and there's more things, it gets more and more complicated to run on older generation equipment. And I'm perfectly understanding that. However, it gets to a point where your devices no longer work. So I suppose that's why you have to upgrade. And, you know, it's been my opinion that people upgraded their iPhones just because, well, because they just put out a new upgrade, right? They have a new version of it, so everybody runs over to the Apple Store. I think some people have said that, well, there's no need to upgrade to iPhone 5 because it's just a bigger iPhone 4S, right? That's their reasoning. So why should I do that? Why should I go for a bigger phone? And they're thinking, or some people have thought, that it's a lack of innovation that's not driving them to buy or upgrade their phones. Where I'm thinking that perhaps people are getting to the point that they realize, I don't need another phone. I don't need to upgrade. There's no reason. I've got a phone. It works. It does what it needs to do. And I'm wondering if people are mistaking that, those feelings, if you want, with air quotes here, for Apple's lack of innovation. Isn't that kind of funny? I'm giving it a different slant here. But I'm really wondering if that's perhaps the case. That it's not. It has nothing to do with Apple not being innovative. And that's why it may just be that people are happy with their Apple product and they don't necessarily need to go to the next step. What would be the next step? I don't know. Probably something like Google Glass, I think. I see that coming. If I were a soothsayer, I would say, yep. I think the next big innovation will be wearable portable devices. In other words, like a Google Glass, where it's completely unobtrusive. You're not holding anything. The earbuds may plug into the glass and then, or just sit right over the ear and be part of the glasses themselves. And therefore, you just walk around and who knows, you might be able to look at a menu item and blink or something and it will activate. So you won't even have to touch it. It'll be completely hands-free and it will interact with your environment as well. So if you're looking at something, it'll have image detection and it will say, for instance, I'm looking at a tree and I may have an app that does tree identification and tell me what kind of tree I'm looking at, or a car, or whatever it may be. So, you know, that's where I think the future innovations are going. It's not going to be in the handheld user interface.